Days went by. In the mornings, black coffee. At midday, soup. By the third day, I was eagerly eating any kind of soup. At 6 o'clock in the afternoon, roll call, followed by bread with something. At 9 o'clock, bedtime. We had already been in Auschwitz for 8 days. It was after roll call we stood waiting for the bell announcing its end. Suddenly, I noticed someone passing between the rows. I heard him ask, "Who among you is Wiesel von Siegert?" The person looking for us was a small fellow with spectacles and a wizened face. My father answered, "That's me, Wiesel von Siegert." The fellow's eyes narrowed. He took a long look at my father. "You don't know me? You don't recognize me? I'm your relative, Stein. Already forgotten? Stein. Stein from Antwerp. Riesel's husband. Your wife was Riesel's aunt. She often wrote to us, and such letters." My father had not recognized him. He must have barely known him, always being up to his neck in communal affairs and not knowledgeable in family matters. He was always elsewhere, lost in thought. Once, a cousin came to see us in Siegert. She had stayed at our house and eaten at our table for 2 weeks before my father noticed her presence for the first time. No, he did not remember Stein. I recognized him right away. I had known Riesel, his wife, before she had left for Belgium. He told us that he had been deported in 1942. He said, "I heard people say that a transport had arrived from your region, and I came to look for you. I thought you might have some news of Riesel and my two small boys who stayed in Antwerp." I knew nothing about them. Since 1940, my mother had not received a single letter from them. But I lied. Yes, my mother did hear from them. Riesel is fine, so are the children. He was weeping with joy. He would have liked to stay longer to learn more details, to soak up the good news, but an SS was heading in our direction, and he had to go, telling us that he would come back the next day. The bell announced that we were dismissed. We went to fetch the evening meal, bread and margarine. I was terribly hungry and swallowed my ration on the spot. My father told me, "You mustn't eat all at once. Tomorrow is another day." But seeing that his advice had come too late, and that there was nothing left of my ration, he didn't even start his own. "Me, I'm not hungry," he said.